Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
How many of you know it's not just a little bitty miracle to repair a tore-up face in 2 weeks, to put a brain stem back together, reconnect eyes that are disconnected from the brain, restore all the internal organs in a little chest that's tore all to pieces, to repair a crushed right knee that every doctor assured me after she breathed on her own, now we need to do surgery, she'll never walk. I said, no, you're not going to touch her. I said, if you cut her knee open and go in there and put pins and screws in that, she'll have to have that redone every 3 or 4 years as she grows up. And I said, you'll leave old ugly scars and it'll cost a fortune. I said, when my Jesus gets through with it, there won't be no scar and he ain't going to charge me nothing. I said, he don't charge for doctor's calls. So I said, no, you're not going to touch my baby. They said, sir, you are crazy. I said, that's okay. Yeah, I believe in Jesus. And let me tell you, that beautiful little knee today, running and playing, I'm telling you, and it's perfect. In the name of Jesus, don't tell me the power of God don't work. I've seen it. You got to be too late. God don't do miracles anymore, does he, Miss Dale?
No.
No, not many. He does miracles if you come to him in faith, doesn't he?
Amen.
But you come to him begging and pleading, oh, God, my grandbaby, oh, Lord, you see what's happened to her? Oh, God, please, will you do something? Forget it. She's going to die. There ain't no faith in nothing you've done. You've got to do it God's way. Walk in knowing who you are, a son or a daughter of the King of the universe, knowing that you've been given power over the enemy in the name of Jesus. Walk in quoting the Word of God. Don't ever take no for an answer for anything that you need, because every spiritual blessing, when you became a born-again child of the King, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places automatically became yours right there. You don't have to beg for them. You don't have to plead for them. You don't even have to pray for them. Just start using them. They're yours. That makes a change in everything about you. Now then, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, for as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now, verse 27, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. So you and I have organic unity with the King. He's the head, and you and me are a cell in His body. Isn't that awesome? We are His bride, unique together in many different cells, but yet make one body, and we're all called to serve the King. When you begin to get a hold of who you are as a daughter or a son of the King of the universe, you'll never have a problem with self-esteem again. You'll never have a problem with what anybody says about you, whether it be a preacher or whether it be nobody else. You'll know who you are. You're just like this precious little beautiful young lady over here. This young lady over here, she has learned who she is in Christ. And whenever things don't go just exactly like she wants in the business world, this little gal, she gets up and tells the devil where to go in the name of Jesus. When they say your real estate deals are not going to close, she gets up and says, Lord, you said I can have what I want in the name of Jesus. I'm commanding this deal to close and to close tomorrow in the name of Jesus. And it closed tomorrow in Jesus' name. See, she's learned when the Father said, honey, come boldly into my throne room and tell me what you want. This little gal's learned how to come into the throne room, right?
Amen.
You tell him, you tell your father what you want, and he shows up for you now, doesn't he, Gloria?
Amen.
Praise the King. It makes it all something worthwhile to fight for when you realize what your spiritual authority is as a daughter or a son of the King of the universe, and all these blessings are yours. Come before God. Don't let the devil beat up on you in sickness and disease. Make sure your sins are confessed and then drive out the devil. Somebody said, well, I'm trying. Well, stop trying and do it. Trying don't never work in the kingdom of God. I mean, I tried one time for day and night for 4 days to kick a devil out of me. I done one little sin. One little sin. And it wasn't, nobody else would even recognize it as a sin. I just said something incorrectly. And immediately a demon came into me and made me sick and afflicted me. And it took me 4 days and nights to cast out that demon. 4 days. My wife thought I'd already lost my man. You know, she said, honey, you got the worst case of sinus and allergies you've ever had. Just go to the doctor. I said, no, this is a spiritual problem. I opened the door when I made that wrong statement. One little dinky wrong statement. And I said, that was sin. And the devil came in. He was watching me close. I mean, if when you start walking in the gifts of the Spirit, you better watch it, because I guarantee there's a demon sitting there with his arrow drawn, waiting for you to make a mistake, just like Ephesians 6:16 says. And when you make one mistake, he's going to release that arrow. It's going to come into you, and it's going to be something in some form of sickness or disease. And he did it to me. And whenever I got that revelation and knew who I was, I immediately confessed my sin. And then I started commanding the devil to leave. Well, he didn't want to leave. He was resistant. I stood on the Word. Night and day, I stood on the Word. I was sick 4 days. That fourth day, I became so violent with the Word. I knew my sins were confessed. I knew Jesus healed me on the cross. I knew this was a demon that I had authority over. So, exercising my spiritual authority, I continued to stand on God's Word and drive out that devil in the name of Jesus. He didn't leave. Finally, the fourth morning, I was so violent with that devil, I was screaming at him. I said, devil, what is it you don't understand about Luke chapter 10, verse 20, that says, you must be subject to me in the name of Jesus? I said, you're out of here, and I am not taking no for an answer. I said, I've repented of my sin, and I said, you must go, because it's written in God's Word. And I screamed it at him, and I said, go in Jesus' name. And he left, and I was instantly healed. And boy, it startled me. And I sat back in my car and I said, wow, Lord, this is awesome. I could breathe clear, no headache was gone and everything. And then I looked up there in the clouds in Matthew 11:12 in great big bold letters out there in the clouds. I said, Lord, I have read that scripture 100 times and I've never understood it till right now. Matthew 11:12 says, since the coming of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven, where is the kingdom of heaven? It's in you. The kingdom of heaven, which is in you and I, has suffered violence. Who do we suffer violence from? The devil. But it said, the violent take it by force. So I got violent with the devil. And by getting violent with the devil, just like Glory when she says, devil, you're not going to have me. You're not going to stop this deal. Get out in the name of Jesus. And he gets out and the deal closes. Well, that's what I had to do to get that sickness out of me. And I cast that devil out. And when I cast him out, I was healed. And the Lord showed me what it took to get him out. I had to become violent with his word and drive that beast out. And by getting violent and driving him out, I got a revelation. If your sins are confessed and you're quoting God's word and the devil's not leaving, you're not getting violent enough with the word. The answer, your answer is yes every time from God for your healing. God don't want you to be sick. He wants you to walk holy before him so you don't open no door to the devil. He wants you as a church to walk in divine health. That's what he wants you to walk in. He don't want you to be sick. But if you are, you must repent of your sins and then drive out the devil. Now listen to what you can do in John 14. We've got just a couple more verses here, a few more verses, and we're going to be through. John 14:12. I want you to look to see what you can do today as sons and daughters of God. Now, this is just a little bit out of the traditional church's grasp. J.C. knew that verse as soon as I said that. He knows what that verse says. Ain't that awesome?
It is tremendous.
It is tremendous. John 14:12, 13 and 14, and 15. Now, John 14:13 and 14 is what I used over the face of my granddaughter every day, over and over and over, to get the Lord to heal and restore that little tore up face that was tore all to pieces, that couldn't even recognize her as a human being, swelled out, just round, bleeding out her eyes, nose, ears, and mouth. In 2 weeks' time, that little face was beautiful without a mark on it. Today, that little face is beautiful. Don't have a mark on that little face. Some of you here have seen her. I don't know who all, but some of you have seen her, yeah. She's a beautiful little lady now. But listen to what John 14, 12, and 13, and 14, and 15 says. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you. Now, this is Jesus speaking. He that believeth on me. Now, are you a believer on Jesus? Okay, if you're a believer on Jesus, he said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. Now, I mean, tell you, that's just a little bit too awesome for the church. Right, Brother Gary? The average church can't comprehend doing the things that Jesus did. What did Jesus do? Well, let's think about a couple of things. Did Jesus heal the sick? Did Jesus cast out demons? Did Jesus control the storms? Now, wait a minute. Y'all are getting to read regular fanatics here, you know. Do you believe you can heal the sick? Do you believe you can cast out demons? Do you believe you can control the storms? Amen. Praise the King. So when a hailstorm comes by your house and starts tearing it up, make sure you've got your sins confessed, and make sure you keep your sins confessed. And then if a hailstorm starts to fall on your house, what do? Go outside and rebuke that beast and command him to get his hands off. If a tornado starts coming your way, if you're walking in obedience to God's Word, you walk out there and speak to it and command it to go away. First time you're with somebody and they get to see you do that, and a tornado is coming straight at you, and you say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, peace be still, I command you to dissipate. And it's gone. They're going to say, hey, it's like that thing obeyed you. And you're going to say, it did. And they're going to say, wait a minute. My son-in-law was with me one time when I was there, and this tornado was already tearing up things, buildings in the air. When I jumped up and screamed that, and it just instantly went from 100 plus miles an hour to a light breeze, and everything just fell to the ground. And he's standing there in awe. He said, Thurman, it's like that thing obeyed you. I said, it did. I said, in the name of Jesus, everything has to obey me.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.